Hi, is this?
Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Dennis?
Hey, sorry about that.
That's all right, Dennis. Sorry, I just got that from there. What's up? Did you get my message?
Yeah, I did. As far as the loan goes, you can use it wherever you need to. But just to alleviate your father's concerns, before he can actually drive off with the truck, we have to do a verbal with him. So he actually sees the truck first. He has to sign off on it and accept it. So he's going to actually see it and be able to drive it and check it out. And I'm sure if he wants to bring a mechanic along with him as well, they do that. But we also do a site inspection also ourselves because we obviously want to protect you as the client, but we also need to protect ourselves as a lender because if something happens, then it puts everybody in a bad situation. But no, you guys are protected as far as that goes. I understand his concern. But he would actually be able to see it.
Well, see, he didn't tell me none of that. My concern and my dad's concern is that we have never bought a truck that we've never seen. So his thing is like, how are we gonna buy this truck if we've never seen it? He's not giving us a chance to go out there maybe to see it before, everything gets finalized. We're willing to fly out there. But then, Daniel's like, go can't do that, go see it. I mean, we're gonna
Well, yeah,
spend
you.
us,
Well, worst
we
case
did it.
scenario, if you get there, you don't like it, Daniel's gonna keep the truck. I mean, he's not gonna. You're not obligated to take it until you actually say, "I've signed off on this truck. I want to drive off with it. I like it." Even if you sign the loan documents, that just means that you've signed the loan documents and everything's in order. But in the last final step, in order for you to be able to drive off, or your dad to be able to drive off with the truck, is that he needs to have a verbal phone call that says that he accepts the truck. Like he, it's all works out for him. He likes it. It's something that he accepts. So you would actually see the truck before. The only thing is, it's just the truck, I guess, is in Louisiana, so.
Okay, well, my understanding, what Daniel told me, he's like, okay, you're going to see the truck is when we take it to you. That's the first time you're going to see the truck, and then his driver's going to fly out right away. So I'm going to be stuck with the truck here. And what if I don't like it? What am I going to do with it?
I mean, I guess the only way around that is if your driver gets out there and he doesn't. Well, we do a site inspection also, just so you know. We have somebody come and check it out too. But
Oh, and every dealership that I call, I'm like, am I willing to go see? He's like, yeah, come down, you can pick it out, bring your mechanic. And I'm like, it's just, I don't know how, I don't know how people can buy trucks just like that. I mean, maybe there's bigger companies that actually could afford that, which we can't, but that's why I was just like, I'd rather, I really wanted it, but I'd rather do it the right way when we go out there, check it out, send a mechanic out there, and, do it
I understand your concern. I mean, I've never had a problem with Daniel on any of his trucks, to be honest with you, but it doesn't mean that I wouldn't this time. But as far as you're concerned, I definitely, I understand. It's just if you figure for the cost difference on this versus you finding one at a local dealership and go check out, it's going to be about $10,000 to $15,000 more. You probably noticed that already. So
Well, we're going out of state. I'm looking at out of state in Sacramento. There's a couple of trucks that are around that price, but they're around 32, 30, and but my question is like, how does this do? I mean, do you still want to, fund us or no? Like, that's my question. Because,
Between
my
you
head is like,
and
well, I'm taking my finance guy with me. I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's up to Dennis. And if he, doesn't want to do business with us, then it's fine. I understand. So that's why was my question and my
no,
concern.
if you're approved, you're approved. I mean, I would like to see you go through Daniel just because I think it'll be the best deal for you. But I understand the concerns, definitely. But but no, your approval stands. I mean, it's not going to go anywhere. I just would have to get some different information.
Okay, and it's just more comfortable like that, Dennis. And I honestly, everything was just like me more harder to convince my dad, and it's just. Right now, like, we see the truck, we like it, we see it, everything's good, we just close deal, done deal.
Gotcha.
But, I'll keep you updated right now. We're going to go see this truck and then and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll be happy with it.
Okay, Dennis.
You're talking about the truck through Daniel, right?
What's that again?
You're talking about the truck through Daniel, right?
No. Daniel doesn't want to do business with this memo. He's mad.
He might be mad, but he'll still do business with you. I mean, I think he just because he went out to Louisiana and looked at it himself, just to make sure it was good to go. And but no, he'll do business with you. I mean, it's not a problem. He might even have something on his lot now that's comparable. They get a lot of trucks in, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say, but I'll talk to Daddy and see what, you know, if he said we can take my business, then I won't be still looking.
Okay, I understand. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Dennis, thank you.
You too, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, you got
bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye.